Geek Speak with Molly's bestie, Richard Pascoe, for the Telstra Shop, Murray Bridge and Mount Barker.
Here he is, Richard.
Hey, morning, bestie. How are you?
Oh, so good. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Say yes.
Maybe Richard should also get you a best friend trophy.
Well, as I said earlier, Richard, I'm just speaking on your behalf here. I feel that we intrinsically know that, like, we don't need an item to solidify
our
friendship.
You're right. Spot on. Yeah. We know it's there.
Yeah, I thought so.
That's what true best friends know.
Yeah.
Richard, you are here to solve all our tech issues. Let's start here. Of course, kids are on school holidays at the moment. A lot of them making the most of that by enjoying a little bit of extra screen time during the week.
A little bit. Yeah, go on.
As parents, I think there is always a little bit of concern that we want kids to be making the right decisions online. Are there particular apps we should be raising a red flag to when it comes to children's safety?
Any of the social media apps, the kids have got no idea what they're signing up for, and that's something that parents should be aware of. Mm. A lot of parents will go along, just let them automatically go along and do it. The terms and conditions on all of these platforms, such as TikTok, Instagram, are very complex out there as well, so they don't know about personal information that's going to be shared. Emails are about to receive about that, how to sign up properly on there as well. So 9 out of 10 of the digital platforms surveyed required a university degree to understand the terms and conditions. Yet we allow kids as young as 13 years old, parents out there, remember I've just said 13 years old, is the age they're supposed to join. People are letting kids younger do it as well. STEAM scored at a late high school reading age. So the apps are designed to be easy to use, but when it comes to disclosing how your data is collected and stored, very, very difficult to understand on there. So parents, you need to have that working relationship with your kids right at the start when they sign up to social media so that we can avoid some of the issues that plague it as it goes along.
Maybe they should consider talking about this in schools. I mean, I'm sure they are.
They definitely do.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Some schools do, some schools don't.
Mm. Like we had Harold the giraffe that came to the school.
Life education van.
Yeah, we need a social media education van.
Anyway. Exactly.
Well, Harold the giraffe is never going to be able to use a smartphone. Let's be honest, all right? It's not going to happen. Thank you.
Let's talk about slow internet connection. You reckon you got a few tips for us, Richard?
I do. So first of all, check your speeds and the plan you signed up for as well. There's still people who signed up for the 12 megabit plan, which is on offer from a couple of telcos out there, not Telstra. As well, and there's a new Wi-Fi offering from some of the telcos who are saying, you know, you don't have to have the NBN. Put this box in your home, which connects via the phone lines as well, so it goes off just like your smartphone, and we'll get the signal in. The two people I've seen with this so far, it's terrible as well. So just be wary of that. Troubleshoot your hardware, turn your computer, your smartphone, your tablet, your router off and on a regular basis. As well. And finally, call your internet service provider. If you've gone through all the troubleshooting steps, your internet's still slow, then it's time to go along and make that phone call. But don't assume they've done something wrong and treat the person on the other end of the phone with a bit of respect. Because if you do that, you'll probably get better results.
Okay. I love that one of the bits of advice is turn it off and on again, because that is my go-to. Richard, one of Australia's best ever inventions undoubtedly has to be Wi-Fi. What does actually Wi-Fi stand for?
Wi-Fi is everywhere. It's on our TV, it's on our smartphone, it's on our laptop, smart speakers, it's on our fridge or some people's fridges out there.
not mine.
not mine either. I think it's ridiculous. Believe it or not, Wi-Fi doesn't stand for anything. It's not an acronym, even though most people would have said it's wireless fidelity. So how did we come up with the name Wi-Fi? It was a marketing term coined by a marketing agency for marketing purposes. Wi-Fi doesn't stand for anything. We all use it, but we know what it is, but it doesn't actually stand for anything.
Richard at adelaidetechguy.com.au, you've given some tips and tricks for people that have lost access to their social media accounts. Is this happening a lot?
It is. On Facebook or Google account, people seem to be losing access to it because they haven't done all the security features on there by giving a mobile phone number. a recovery email address. More and more people are starting to lose it. So there is a post up there. Go through all the steps, then you won't lose your account, people. It's very, very important that you do that.
All right. Go visit Richard's website. And in the meantime, we'll do this.
Crap Tech of the Week. I said Crap Tech of the Week.
Richard Pascoe's Crap Tech of the Week.
Yeah, that's what I feel like that song needs. Oh, this is the best part. Let's talk about it. Smart audio glasses. What are these?
Yes, audio glasses with bone conduction. They haven't got bone conduction. They've got a load of crap on there as well. They've got a head. They're supposed to be sweat-proof. They're plastic. Who cares? Wireless Bluetooth head earphones with a mic built into them and Polaroid music sunglasses on there as well. They say the open ear design helps you pay attention to your surroundings. Can I just say, if you're paying attention to your surroundings, it's got nothing to do with your ears, people, as well. It says avoid danger. Where the hell are you going that you need to go along and avoid danger? But you can enjoy music because it supposedly gets pumped into your ears. It's got their Bluetooth smart sunglasses, that built-in noise reduction. Not these. You're out in the open as well. A little mic allows you to make and receive calls. Good luck. The glasses are very suitable for cycling. No, they're not. Running. Driving. This is the words on their website. Driving. Boxing. Now, can I just say, I don't think boxing is the place to wear smart audio glasses on there as well.
Yeah.
Fishing, basketball, shopping, yeah, if you want to look like a goose when you go through the supermarket as well. They're waterproof. They've been designed to have what they say is a good waterproof effect. What a wonderful term that is. It can easily resist sweat and rain. Good for the moment as well. How much would you pay for them? $29, which really sums them up to go, they're a big piece of crap. That's why they're the crap tech item of the week.
If you've ever been knocked on the glasses and it just hits you on the bridge of the nose and you just get, you're not going to want to wear them while boxing.
No,
not boxing. No. I don't know. The boxing bit is really throwing me. I don't understand boxing. So, yes.
Well, you learn something new every week with you, Richard. And this week we've learnt that there are more and more ridiculous items to be discovered.
AdelaideTechGuy.com.au is where you can go for all the latest tech advice. Plus, if you're having a problem with your stuff at home, he is the man to call. We'll call him again next Wednesday. Have a great week, Richard.
Look forward to it.